All right, it's another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode 42, back in the studio. Yes, last month I was in Spelman College, recording, of course.
There was a lot of nice girls out there, wasn't there?
A lot of nice girls, I'm telling you.
Best girls in the world.
You miss them.
If you come to Atlanta, you got to check out Spelman College, because they just got the bangingest girls in the world. For some reason, they just... Just that southern homebred,
exactly.
Just behind us.
Exactly, ooh. Exactly.
Ready for the picking.
Yes, this show, we have a great show.
A
great show. First of all, we have Chaz, who has a new segment about entertainment. Then we have, I'm at Duluth, Georgia, at Atlas Chiropractic, a battered woman's shelter fundraiser thing. Then we have a Pedigree at Vining segment. One of my sponsors was low-cost vaccination for dogs. I broadcasted there. Then Morehouse College, right next to Spelman. You know Morehouse College?
I do know Morehouse College.
You been there before?
I've been there.
You've been there? Okay.
I've been there.
What'd you do there?
I just walk around, you know.
Trying to pick up girls there, too?
Something like that.
All right. Yes. Pete, what should we call you? Don Juan DeMarco or Don Juan Peter?
Something like that.
Okay. And, of course... let's see what we have going on. Yeah, Morehouse College with Rolla, who's on the national anthem, and Pop Dollars. They're, I think, from New York. Pop Dollars is from New York. We have a phony call segment coming up from this girl who goes to Kennesaw State. So Kennesaw State, we have it surrounded from Morehouse to Kennesaw State. What a difference, huh?
Let me tell you, this phony call is the best one I've heard.
You think it's
Shapiro.
The best one? From me, Shapiro. It is the best one, okay?
The best anything I've heard from Shapiro.
Best anything. That's a lot from you, Pete. All right. So we have a phony calls. Then we do have Dr. Mark Ugel, okay, who's right down the street on Windy Hill Road up in Smyrna. Then we have an interview with Josh Nelson, this Jewish guy up in New York. He performed at Etz Chaim in East Cobb at a temple I go to. I spoke to his manager, and I recorded him and Josh Nelson interview. It was good. You like his music, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah, his music's pretty good. And then, of course, we got, song spell from, the Slice thing with Rolla. We did that for the American Heart Association back September 26th.
How'd that turn out?
No, it was great. It was great. You missed it, I'm telling you.
I did miss it.
Then we got
Jennifer. Renovating the studio.
Yes, we renovated the studio. You could do that any day. Okay. Okay. Then we do have Jonathan Escobar. Now, he's from Kennesaw, too. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about it.
He is this 16-year-old boy who's gay, of course. We have gay fans out there. I sponsor the AIDS Walk in Providence, Rhode Island. And Jonathan Escobar dresses like a female. And the school told him he has to dress more like a guy. He expresses himself in art, so he withdrew himself from school. He's been interviewed on various other radio stations here in Atlanta. And I guess he's going to be interviewed on Tyra Banks' show. 2020 gave him a call, so we got him over here, too. So right in the middle of everything. Then we got comedian Joe Torre. Not Joe Torre, the manager of the Yankees, but Joe Torre. I met up with him at room service in Atlanta, right across from Midtown Bowl. And Joe Torre was at a Jagged Edge event, which Jagged Edge will be on my next show. So, that's it. So that's what's going on today. All right, we're back here in this next segment here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on episode number 42 here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, Rich Production Radio. And, of course, we have one of my sponsors, Dr. Ugel. We'll get you well, of course. That's his saying, right down the street from the studio on Windy Hill Road in Smyrna, of course. So welcome, Dr. Ugel.
Welcome.
Yes. Tell me, first of all, you're from up north, just like I am. I'm from Rhode Island, though, but you're from New York.
Right.
So how'd you get started in chiropractic?
Well, I was a coach over in high school coach down in Florida, and some of my players got hurt over the years, and basically they were sent to medical doctors. And the thing about medical doctors, they weren't getting well, and they weren't getting healed as well. And basically what we did was one of the students' parents said to me, you should go try the chiropractor down the road. And I said, chiropractor? Says, yeah. They take care of a lot of sport injuries. And basically we sent him to a chiropractor, and within like 2 weeks, this guy was back playing. It was unbelievable. And I said, this is pretty cool. And after a couple of years, we've sent them all to these chiropractors, and I was pretty intrigued that chiropractic works that well. So, at the end of the year, one of my students said to me, you know, they had asthma and allergies, and you know, the chiropractor got me better. I said, how did that happen? He says, well, talk to Dr. Jones. So I went down there and I spoke to him, and he gave me a book on chiropractic. I started reading it, and I was so, I couldn't believe how well chiropractic works on sports athletes. And so after that, I did a coach for another year, and then I decided, hey, it's time for me to do something that I really enjoy, which I would like to do, and take care of athletes and get them well as well. So good, well and well. Anyway, I went to school to become a chiropractor.
And what school did you go to for that?
I went to Life University.
Okay. And of course, you know, I have a lot of chiropractors who are my sponsors over here. A lot of my customers, a lot of my business partners have said to me, and you have said to me, I think, you know, when I first met you, you know, you probably need a chiropractor. How come? Or first of all, let me before I ask you this question, Pete, do you think you need a chiropractor yourself?
I know I need a chiropractor. I've been trying to find a chiropractor about a week now.
Okay. And why do you think you need a chiropractor?
Because I know my posture isn't all that good.
And I don't think I need a chiropractor, but like, no, a lot of people think they only need chiropractors if they get into like a car accident, or if they get hit crossing the street like I do. You know, I don't look both ways. You know, I'll probably one of these days I'll probably, you know, get hit by a car, God forbid, though. You know, and I'll be out flat on the road, and the ambulance will be taking me to Dr. Ugel. You know, but why does people like me, without getting any accidents right now, knock on wood, right? Knock on wood? No, that's not wood. But anyway, no, knock on wood. Okay, why does an average person like me need a chiropractor? Or Pete.
Well, you don't really, when people feel good, that doesn't mean their body's working well. And the premise of chiropractic is if your nervous system's not working 100% and the nerves go from the vertebrae to the organs, if you have nerve interference, you're going to have some problems. And it doesn't catch up to you when you get older. It's like a good analogy would be Dr. Jones. He's like 70 years old, or 60 years old, or 50 years old, playing golf every year. For 25, 30 years, and he goes on the 18th hole, and he hits the ball, and he drops dead. And everybody says, he hasn't been sick in 20, 30 years. And they open him up, and they find he has heart disease. Well, chiropractor, if your nervous system's not working well, it could cause a lot of problems in your body. It shuts down the organs, and people don't realize that. The last thing you want to know is when you start hurting, something's wrong with your organs, that means you've had a lot of problems before. And it's catching up to you.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, what I was going to say is that, of course, this is a music show. What kind of music do you like, by the way?
What kind of music? I like vocals.
Vocals.
Yeah, I'm into vocals. I like the old-time vocals.
Old-time vocals. Like, so what is some of the old-time artists that Dr. Ugel likes?
Well, I'm from up north, so I like Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
I like Johnny Mathis, mm-hmm. Lena Horne, Andy Williams. Right. Vocals. My parents were actually jazz performers in the 30s and 40s, so they really enjoyed that.
And also, too, anybody who wants to call you up, the phone number is 770-432?
Yeah, 770-HEALTHY.
Okay.
770-432-5849.
And they can email you?
At ugelcairo.com. Ugelcairo.com. ugelcairo.com.
And the email, and that's the in your email too?
Ugelcairo.com would be my, you could email me on my website.
Okay, right off your website. Okay. And I do thank you for losing yourself today. Hopefully you lost yourself today a little bit and lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, right?
Yes, it was awesome.
Yes.
The whole time we're here, it was awesome.
Exactly. Well, I do thank you for coming down. Next segment up is a blood drive we sponsored at the Life Church in Smyrna.
Patron, you know what it is, God damn it, I'm gone. Sean Archer at the Life International Ministries Health Fair and Blood Drive, and we're at the van giving blood, and we have a few people that have just given blood. We have here Dion Adams. What was your experience like?
Well, I wanted so much to give blood and to give life, but my own life isn't so intact. My hemoglobin was just a little bit too low to give blood, so I'm just so sorry. But I'm here to cheer on those who can give blood and to support them.
All right. Well, thank you, Sister Dion. And we have Pastor Philip Adams. I think he's recuperating. How was your experience?
Help me. Help.
He's a bit of a comedian.
No, we're here with Life's Out. Give blood. It's a great experience. And for every one pint you give, you save three lives. So Life International Ministries are hosting this, our first annual community health blood drive in Smyrna. And we hope to do this many years to come.
Have you given blood before?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. And we have Linda, and she's recuperating also. How was the experience for you?
It's all right, but they couldn't get enough blood because my blood clotted on them right in the needle.
Oh.
So it doesn't count, I guess.
You get an A for effort, though.
And a free T-shirt.
And a free T-shirt. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And nope. Okay. Sorry. Excuse me. And I just would like to find out your name and the organization and information.
Marilyn. I'm from Life South Communities Blood Centers.
Okay, and how long have you been doing this?
8 years.
8 years? Mm-hmm. Okay, and how was the experience here so far? Did you have a lot of people coming?
Just a few, but we love you guys. You're very easy to get along with, and, you know.
All right, hopefully you won't have too much trouble from me, but thank you. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't want to get in the way. Okay, stop this. Okay, and here we have Sue Ash, and she's the center team captain. Sue, how long have you been doing this?
I have been working with Life South Community Blood Centers for 4 years.
Okay, and do you find this fulfilling?
I do. I'm a nurse that gets to work with healthy people in my community and benefit those that are in need at the hospitals.
And how often do you guys do this?
We actually take our mobile units out 7 days a week. The only days that we're not out collecting blood in our community is Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Hi, and I'd just like to know your name and the company or organization that you're with.
My name is Kim Smith, and I'm a massage therapist with Radiant Health Chiropractic, Dr. Tally Pariser.
Wonderful. And how long have you been doing this?
19 years.
Oh, wow. And do you enjoy your work that you do?
I love my work. It's very rewarding.
And what brought you here to life today?
Dr. Tally ran an ad in a paper, and your church responded, and we gladly came.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. How has the experience been being here at this church?
It's been great. People are very loving and friendly, and I love the music.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. I think I'm going to try to get Dr. Tally. What's her name? Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Beth.
Me.
Are you with her? We saw you before. We liked you.
Three.
I'm 50.
And we have Dr. Tally here,
yes,
and can you tell us a little bit about your business and how long you've been doing what you're doing and some more information about you?
Absolutely. I am originally from Israel, and I moved 25 years ago to New York. I started going to school over there and got two undergraduate degrees over there. The first one is I'm a substance abuse counselor. The second one is another bachelor's in sociology and psychology, so I can understand why people are doing what they're doing. And then from then on, I was supposed to, or I thought my goal was to go to get a master's in social work and specialize in substance abuse counseling. However, my life took a turn and I got cancer. At 30 years old, I was diagnosed with cancer, and when that happened, I was, of course, devastated at first, but I was directed by a dear friend to go see a chiropractor who just completely changed my life. She loved me, she adjusted me, she taught me all about eating differently, believing in yourself, thinking healthy thoughts, thinking loving thoughts, and getting the health into me. And once she did that, I'm telling you, that's a very touching story. Once followed her path and I started following what she taught me, and I really believed in it, I thought, maybe I could be a doctor. And she said, Tally, the sky is the limit, because unlike drug addicts that are court mandated, they're not really choosing the path of recovery. I had a lot of combative relationships as a counselor.
Reach out to our community here in Smyrna, and also to support healthcare, and that's what the reason we had the blood mobile and the blood drive. So, rainy day in Smyrna, but nevertheless, it was a pretty successful day, and we thank all of our participants who came out and supported us.
Untamed, vintage, unveiled, unleashed. Go visit Untamed at 387 Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard, unit number 110 in Atlanta, Georgia, right across from Morehouse Stadium. Again, visit Untamed at 387 Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard, unit number 110, Atlanta, Georgia, right across from Morehouse Stadium. Call Untamed at 404-753-5071. Again, call Untamed now at 404-753-5071. Untamed, tell them I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. The Home Theater Store, Control 4, Epson, JVC. Go visit the Home Theater Store at 390 Barrett Parkway in Kennesaw, Georgia. Again, visit the Home Theater Store right now, right near Town Center Mall at 390 Barrett Parkway, Kennesaw, Georgia. You can call the Home Theater Store for your home entertainment for everyone. You can call the Home Theater Store at 770-792-0250. You can call the Home Theater Store at 770-792-0250. The Home Theater Store. Tell them that. Lose yourself the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Go visit the House of Seasoning Buffet and Catering at 915 Cobb Parkway North in Marietta, Georgia. Again, visit the House of Seasoning Buffet and Catering at 915 Cobb Parkway North in Marietta, Georgia. Open for grubbing daily, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can call House of Seasoning Buffet and Catering at 770-423-7020. Again, call House of Seasoning Buffet and Catering at 770-423-7020. House of Seasoning Buffet and Catering. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Chiropractic Care of Marietta Square. See my friend, Dr. Trent A. Brumbaugh, at 487 Roswell Street in Marietta, Georgia. Again, visit Chiropractic Care of Marietta Square at 487 Roswell Street in Marietta, Georgia. You can call Chiropractic Care of Marietta Square at 770-428-4656 and call Chiropractic Care of Marietta Square at 770-428-4656. Chiropractic Care, Marietta Square. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Pedigree at Vinings. It's a natural place to be. Grooming by appointment. Go visit Pedigree at Vinings now at 2700 Cobb Parkway, Suite B9 in Smyrna, Georgia, at the new location right behind Walgreens and right next to Doc's. Again, visit Pedigree at Vinings at 2700 Cobb Parkway, Suite B9 in Smyrna, Georgia, at the new location right behind Walgreens, right next to Doc's. Call Pedigree at Vinings now at 770-436-0503. Again, call Pedigree at Vinings at 770-436-0503. Pedigree at Vinings. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Derek Shapiro here on location with my friends Nina and Amber.
Hello, I'm Nina.
And I'm Amber. And we're at DJ Beauty Outlet.
DJ Beauty Outlet here, servicing hair salon, barbershop, and beauty supply here at 2561 Austell Road in Marietta, Georgia. DJ Beauty Outlet located 2561 Austell Road in Marietta, Georgia. You can call DJ Beauty Outlet at 770-438-6599. Again, you can call DJ Beauty Outlet at 770-438-6599. You can email them at mdorsey232@gmail.com. Again, mdorsey232@gmail.com. DJ Beauty Outlet. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you with
Nina
and Amber.
Stafford for real.
We are Pop Balance here at Morehouse College. How are you doing today?
Good. Good. You already know. About the football.
Hey, how do you feel about performing today?
Oh, it's good. It's good. You know, I get to, you know, show love to ATL. You know, it's my second home.
What are you based out of?
I'm from the Bronx. Bronx, New York. The South Bronx.
Awesome. So, what do you like about being in the scene right now or today?
It's cool because I got a whole different style. I mean, like, you know, like, nowadays everything is a gimmick with every young artist, but I'm going to bring you the real without having to bring it to the inappropriate stages. So it should be good.
What do you look up to as an artist?
Oh, everybody. From Jadakiss to everybody. G-Unit, Fab, everybody. Of course, Biggie, everybody.
What's the one only playing on the Derek Shapiro Show?
Excuse me?
What's the one only playing on the Derek Shapiro Show of yours?
You gotta repeat. I didn't hear you.
What's the one only playing on the Derek Shapiro Show of yours?
The Derek Shapiro Show?
Yeah, what's the one only play?
What's on it?
What's the one only play of yours?
Oh, what song? Oh, Young Fresh. I'm performing today, Young Fresh. By Pop Dollars, you already know.
All right, and if you can say this is your name, then you look at the Derek Shapiro Show.
You already know it's Pop Dollars checking in with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show. So how does it feel to be here on Morehouse College today?
Ah, man, it feels good, you know what I'm saying, to give back and play a little ball and have fun at the same time.
And so where do you live now? You live in Atlanta now?
Yeah, you know, straight from the A-Town, baby. East Side, Zone 6.
And who do you look up to as an artist, you being a musician?
I look up, you know, 3-6 Mafia, one of my favorites. Lil Jon, you know, people like that.
What does your music represent to a lot of your fans? Like, they want to know what your music represents.
Well, you know, my music just represents having a good time, partying, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, times are hard, so, you know, let loose, party, act a fool, you know what I mean? Have a great time.
And with the economy being the way it is today, how do you expect, you know, like, how do you reach out to the fans that's having a difficult time right now?
I just let them know, you know, I give them a way to, you know, forget about it, you know what I mean? Because you go through it all day, so I don't want to be on my records talking about it, you know what I mean? Trying to party, and then, you know, do your thing.
I do thank you. If you can say this is your name, this is the Derek Shapiro Show.
This your boy, Dun P. You listen to the Derek Shapiro Show. Derek Shapiro Show. Derek Shapiro.
Sizzle. We have Rolla here. How's it feel to sing the national anthem today over here?
Good.
Morehouse College. You know, what does it mean to be here for the American Cancer Society? So how does it feel to be hanging out with all these singers and all these rappers here today?
Good, good.
How does it make you feel? Are you feeling nervous singing the national anthem?
No, I mean, it's a good nervous. It's a good nervous.
Why do you feel nervous?
I'm in a different environment.
And what does this mean for you singing here in Atlanta today for this great cause?
More opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much. Rolla from RollaZone.com. Rolla singing the national anthem at Morehouse College at Hoops for Dreams.
What's up?
shit till I drop, till I drop. Tough, but I'm smooth as velour. Snuffing got Rugers and all. You niggas ain't copping Louis. Don't lie to me, lie to your bro. Yeah, I be ripping shows. One of the only homies who didn't have to go out his way and judge him like the Memphis show. They know I don't F with them. Mess with them, his fingers to the rest of them. Ain't too girly, go tell them take their estrogen. They sick, well, I'm sick of some more. Teddy be gripping the fall. Bigger by the height, but I bet he get ripped in the fall. You know I play the rat-a-tat. It just come with my habitat. I'm playing with you rappers like my niece do with a cabbage patch. Who would know I would flow and I'd be the next to blow. Pause, but I'm still up in the hood letting my jewelry show. Militia hat, militia shirt, I'm repping it to the dirt. First tat on my back, I proudly say malicious first. Prince to ever spit it like I did and it wasn't legal. Born in the early 90s, but they like we don't believe you. I don't have to prove myself, walk in your shoes and melt. It's something scary on my waist, but I call it the Kruger belt. It's 2009, don't nobody fight fair, but sleeping on the kid that had me walking in your nightmare, nigga.
Dr. Ronald B. Gurin, optometrist. Go visit Dr. Ronald B. Gurin at the Haley Building at 49 Forsyth Street, Northwest in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, visit Dr. Ronald B. Gurin, optometrist at the Haley Building at 49 Forsyth Street, Northwest in Atlanta, Georgia. You could call Dr. Ronald B. Gurin, the optometrist, at 404-688-7398. Again, call Dr. Ronald B. Gurin, optometrist, at 404-688-7398. Dr. Ronald B. Gurin, optometrist, tell him that Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. J&G, Fish and Grits, Atlanta's number one spot for home cooking. That's right, is J&G Fish and Grits at 53 Forsyth Street, downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Again, visit J&G Fish and Grits at 53 Forsyth Street in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. You can call them at 404-577-FISH, 444-577-3474. Again, 444-577-FISH, 444-577-3474. J&G Fish and Grits. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. One Stop Business Services. Printing and signs. Go see my friend Lynn Mish, owner and manager at 1975 Howell Mill Road, Northwest in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, visit One Stop Business Services at 1975 Howell Mill Road, Northwest in Atlanta, Georgia. You can call One Stop Business Services at 404-351-9771. And you can call One Stop Business Services at 404-351-9771. You can email him at onestopprinting@bellsouth.net. onestopprinting@bellsouth.net. One Stop Business Services, printing and signs. Tell them that Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Latinos Music, number 2, Cyber Cafe. Visit them now, 1219 Alpharetta Street in Roswell, Georgia. You can visit Latinos Music, number 2, Cyber Cafe at 1219 Alpharetta Street in Roswell, Georgia. You call Latinos Music, number 2, Cyber Cafe at 770-640-0327. Again, visit them at 1219 Alpharetta Street, Roswell, Georgia, and you get 10% off when you mention this ad. Call them now at 770-640-0327. Latinos Music, number 2, Cyber Cafe. Tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Eyes on Baker. Do you have your eyes on Baker? Well, I do. Night Vision, open Fridays 12 to 7. Go visit Eyes on Baker at 31 Baker Street in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, visit Eyes on Baker, 31 Baker Street in Atlanta, Georgia. Only open on Fridays, 12 to 7. You can call Eyes on Baker at 404-248-7625. Again, call Eyes on Baker now at 404-248-7625. Sunblazers, poker specs. Visit Eyes on Baker now. Tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. House of Oriental Rugs. Visit them now at 62201 Roswell Road, Northeast in Sandy Springs, Georgia. They offer the highest quality and the best value to you and all their valued customers. Again, visit House of Oriental Rugs right now at 6201 Roswell Road, Northeast in Sandy Springs, Georgia. You can call House of Oriental Rugs at 404-255-7888. Again, you can call House of Oriental Rugs at 404-255-7888. House of Rugs. Tell them that Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. By the way, this is the first time I'm using two studios, Rich Production Radio and Arrogant Music Radio. So two studios, you're doing. I'm recording with you, and they're going to be mixing everything. Because you're so busy here, I need two studios, like I did up in Rhode Island. So there's nothing wrong with using two studios. Now, I'm calling Savannah up, and I'm going to do a phony call segment on her friend. I'm going to find out from Savannah why she wants me to do a phony call segment on her friend. She... Okay, well, she's not there, but I met her at Town Center Mall the other day, and she goes to Kennesaw State University, and they had a drinking party there at the apartment, and, well, they got in trouble from the Kennesaw, not the police, but the RAs, so I'm going to do a, and they always get on her, their roommate, so I'm going to do a phony call segment on her roommate. Let's try this. Okay, I'm dialing right now. I'm not going to tell you out there in Radioland. I'm going to say I'm the Kennesaw Police. Here goes nothing. And keep on speakerphone, Pete. It's dialing right now. I put it this way, right? Just want to make sure. Good.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jessica? Hi, this is Dennis from the Kennesaw Police. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Do you know what we're calling about?
No.
No, we're actually calling, dude. You had a drinking party a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And your roommates, Savannah, Courtney, and Hannah, we all, you know, we asked some questions here at the Kennesaw Police Department. Are you aware of that?
No.
No. Well, here at the police station, you know, we had to ask you a few questions, you know, concerning photos. You're a photography major?
No.
Well, you take photography, or you work for a photography place, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and we found out that you took some pictures of this event, and you put it on your Facebook. It's like floating around like beer all over Kennesaw State. Did you know that? These pictures at the party that you had a few weeks ago is floating all around campus and on your Facebook like beer.
I didn't take pictures, no.
Well, someone took pictures, and you're the photographer, and this is a police matter. Why did you organize this drinking party?
Why?
Yes, why did you organize this?
We didn't organize it. No, we explained to Mindy Coleman, our I don't know what she is, like
an RA.
Yeah, so she's not our RA. She's like the leader of the Resident Life Lady or something.
You sound nervous. I mean, I would be, you know, because you're facing some charges here.
Why?
Because you organized this.
We didn't have an organized party.
Yes, you did. Also, too, you work for the Owen Sports Photography Place, and you know.
Yeah, but I didn't take pictures of the event.
Well, how come it's all over Facebook? How come it's flowing all around campus?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have pictures of myself in the here.
It's because the pictures are of you guys drinking at the party.
At a party? Or
at your party.
What?
At your party. And this is 5 to 10 years you could be behind bars because this picture is floating around with this party. And you organized this. That's what Savannah, Courtney, and Hannah said.
You talked to them?
We asked some questions.
And they said it was... Me?
Yes, they said. They said you started the party. I'm sorry?
I didn't. No, I don't know what you're talking about. We settled this with Mindy Coleman, the leader of Resident Life. Like, we went to a class, we did all this stuff.
Right. I mean, do you like going to college there?
Yes.
And you like the activities? I mean, why would you throw a drinking party?
I didn't.
Yeah, but you all had a drinking party at your place, right?
No, we did not have a drinking party. We did not organize a drinking party.
Then why was
people
it?
People came over and brought beer, and that's how it happened. We talked to Mindy about this, and I don't know why it's all of a sudden like this crazy deal.
Well, of course it is crazy. It's against the law. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Right, 19, okay. And what is the drinking age here in Georgia?
It's 21, I know.
Okay. And you grew up in Kennesaw?
Pardon me?
You grew up here in Kennesaw?
No, I lived in Woodstock for like 7 years.
And what does your parents say about this? I mean, I'm not happy. You know how to do this as a police officer. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want me to like come over to the police station? Is that what you're saying? Like you, I don't know what you're calling me. Like
I mean,
talking about this isn't like formal.
I mean, we can settle this now. I mean, do you have a computer?
Yes.
Okay. Are you near it?
Yes.
Okay. Could you log on, please?
To what?
To www.
Hold on a second.
Hello? Hello? Oh.
Hold on. It's coming up. Yep. Okay.
You seem nervous. Are you nervous?
No.
No. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Well, Jessica, yeah, okay. I www.
Okay. It's connecting. Hold on.
I mean, if we had to bring you in, I mean, if we had to book you, would you be nervous?
I don't know, like, why all of a sudden it's a big deal. Like, why are you calling me now? It's like a month later. Like, we already settled this with our Resident Life lady.
Well, I mean, that's why the police doesn't tell you that it's an ongoing investigation, and we got to put a stop to all this drinking. I mean,
right? It stopped. Like, I haven't drank since, to tell you the truth.
Right.
Okay. Well, it's www.
Yeah, and. I mean, Savannah, Courtney, and Hannah said that you organized this party. Why would you organize it, by the way?
We did, like I said, it wasn't organized.
Well, all right. Well,
people just came over.
Well, we'll put a stop to this. Okay. www.
Okay.
.de.
D-E-E?
Yeah. R-E-K.
R-E-K.
S-H-A-P-I-R-O.
Can you say it from the beginning again?
Derek,
D-E-R-E-K. D-E-R-E-K.
S-H-A-P-I-R-O.
S or S?
S, as in Sam, H-A-P-I-R-O.
Okay.
Show.com. And you're on the Derek Shapiro Show. You're on the phony calls from your friend Savannah. You're on the phony call segment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah, you're on the phony call segment. I'm not really the Kennesaw police. I'm just a radio show guy. I met your friend Savannah at Town Center Mall yesterday. So and I was saying that I had this phony call segment. So she said that I want to get my friend Jessica. So now if you want to, you could do a phony call segment on your friend Savannah if you want.
Oh my God, I'm gonna kill her. Yes.
But don't. She said that you'd be freaked out. She said that you'd be.
She did. Oh my God, you're freaking out. I'm shaking so bad. Oh my God.
Yes. So.
That's ridiculous. You're pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow, thank you. Because this is one of my best phone call segments in a long time, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yes. And,
yeah.
And your roommates knew about it too. What are you gonna say about that?
That is hilarious.
Yes. Well, you can go on DerekShapiroShow.com. This is going to air October 15th or the 25th on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, the same show as Fantasia, by the way.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I do thank you. If you ever want to get her back, okay, I have your phone number. We could plan a phony call segment on Savannah if you want.
Yeah, we probably will. We probably will definitely do that. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right.
Well, yeah, I'll definitely call you if I need to do that.
So what do you think about Savannah? What do you think about her now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I'm freaking out.
You're freaking out.
I was like, no, what is going on?
Yes. Well, thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.